Green Peanut Butter mini story. Let's get started. So, there was a guy. Was there a guy or was there a woman? Well, there was a guy. Was there a girl? No, there wasn't a girl. There was a guy. Was there a man? Yes, yes, exactly. There was a man. There was a guy. He wanted something. What did he want? He wanted 12 cups of green peanut butter. Did he want 12 cups of blue peanut butter? No, he didn't want 12 cups of blue peanut butter. He wanted 12 cups of green peanut butter. Did he want to eat the peanut butter or did he want to drink the peanut butter? He wanted to drink the peanut butter. How much did he want to drink? He wanted to drink 12 cups. He wanted to drink 12 cups of green peanut butter. What color peanut butter did he want to drink? He wanted to drink green peanut butter. Green. Did he want to drink blue peanut butter? No. Did he want to drink red peanut butter? No. He wanted to drink green peanut butter. What was his name? Was his name AJ? No. Was his name Chris? Yes. His name was Chris. Chris Moses. Chris wanted to drink 12 cups of green peanut butter. He needed green peanut butter. What did he need? He needed green peanut butter. Did he need chocolate? No, he didn't need chocolate. He needed green peanut butter. So, where did he go? He went to Starbucks. Starbucks coffee shop. Did he go to Starbucks? Yes, he went to Starbucks. Who went to Starbucks? Chris. Chris went to Starbucks. Did AJ go to Starbucks? No, AJ didn't go to Starbucks. Chris went to Starbucks. Why? Why did Chris go to Starbucks? Because he wanted green peanut butter, obviously. He went to Starbucks because he wanted green peanut butter. Did he want blue peanut butter at Starbucks? No, he didn't want blue peanut butter at Starbucks. He wanted green peanut butter at Starbucks. He told the clerk, "I'll have 12 large cups of green peanut butter." Who did he tell? Well, he told the clerk. Right? The clerk. He told the Starbucks worker. He told the employee. He told the person at Starbucks. He told the clerk. What did he tell the clerk? He told the clerk, I'll have 12 large cups of green peanut butter. Did he tell the clerk he wanted 2 cups of peanut butter? No, no, he didn't tell the clerk he wanted 2 cups of peanut butter. He told the clerk he wanted 12 cups of peanut butter. How many cups did he want? He wanted 12 cups of peanut butter. What kind of cups did he want? Big or small? Big, right? He wanted 12 large cups of peanut butter. Did he want 12 large cups of purple peanut butter? No, he did not want 12 large cups of purple peanut butter. He wanted 12 large cups of green peanut butter. Who wanted peanut butter? Chris. Chris wanted peanut butter. Who did he tell? The clerk, right? He told the clerk, I'll have 12 large cups of peanut butter, green peanut butter. What did the clerk say? Did the clerk say, yes, we have it, or no, we don't have it? The clerk said, no, we don't have it. The clerk said, we don't have green peanut butter at Starbucks. We only serve blue peanut butter. Does Starbucks serve green peanut butter? No, they don't. Starbucks serves only blue peanut butter. Who serves blue peanut butter? Starbucks. Starbucks serves blue peanut butter. Do they serve green peanut butter or blue peanut butter? They serve blue peanut butter. Did Chris want blue peanut butter? No, he didn't. Did the clerk want green peanut butter? No, 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 not the clerk. Chris wanted green peanut butter, not the clerk. Was Chris happy? No, Chris wasn't happy. How did Chris feel? Happy or upset? He was upset. He felt upset. Was Chris unhappy? Yes, he was unhappy. Was he sad? Yes, he was sad. Chris was upset. He was unhappy and sad. Why was Chris upset? Well, because Starbucks didn't have green peanut butter. Who was upset? Was the clerk upset? No, not the clerk. Chris. Chris was upset. Chris was upset. So, what did he do? He left Starbucks. Chris left Starbucks. Where did he leave from? He left from Starbucks. Where did he go? He went to Greenland. Did he go to Iceland? No. Did he go to England? Hell no, of course not. He went to Greenland. Why did he go to Greenland? He went to get peanut butter. What kind of peanut butter did he want to get? Green. He wanted to get green peanut butter. Where did he go? He went to Greenland to get green peanut butter. He went to a coffee shop in Greenland. He told the clerk, "I'll have 12 large cups of green peanut butter." Who did he tell? He told the clerk. Who told the clerk? Chris. Chris told the clerk. And what did he tell the clerk? He told the clerk, "I'll have 12 large cups of green peanut butter." Was the clerk surprised? Yes, the clerk was surprised. How did the clerk feel? Well, the clerk was surprised. What did the clerk say? Oh no, the clerk said, "We don't have green peanut butter in Greenland." Oh no, a problem. Do they have green peanut butter in Greenland? No, no, they don't. See? Remember what I'm saying, do they have? No, they don't. I'm actually using present now because it's a general idea. Do they always have green peanut butter in Greenland? No, they don't. Never. They don't have green peanut butter in Greenland. Do they have blue peanut butter in Greenland? No, they don't. What kind of peanut butter do they have in Greenland? They have purple peanut butter in Greenland. They have the best purple peanut butter in the world. It's to die for. Is it great? Yes, it's to die for. Is it wonderful? Yes, it's to die for. Is it fantastic? Yes, it's to die for. The peanut butter is to die for. The peanut butter is fantastic, wonderful, amazing, great. It's to die for. What is to die for? The purple peanut butter. The purple peanut butter is to die for. Is the green peanut butter to die for? No, they don't have green peanut butter. The purple peanut butter is great. The purple peanut butter is to die for. Who said the purple peanut butter was to die for? The clerk. The clerk said the purple peanut butter is to die for. Chris ordered a cup of purple peanut butter, and it tasted great. What color peanut butter did Chris order? He ordered purple peanut butter. How much purple peanut butter did Chris order? He ordered a cup, 1 cup of purple peanut butter? Did he order 5 cups of green peanut butter? No. He ordered 1 cup of purple peanut butter. How did the purple peanut butter taste? Did it taste great or did it taste bad? It tasted great. It was delicious. Was the purple peanut butter delicious? Yes, the purple peanut butter tasted great. The purple peanut butter was delicious. What tasted great? The purple peanut butter. The purple peanut butter tasted great. The purple peanut butter was delicious. Was the milk delicious? No, not the milk. The milk didn't taste great. The purple peanut butter tasted great. However, Chris wanted green peanut butter. So he asked the clerk, "Where can I find green peanut butter?" The clerk said, "Try Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It's famous for its green peanut butter." Yes, definitely. It's true. The guy was excited. Chris was excited. He took the first available flight to Chapel Hill. Why did he go to Chapel Hill? Because it was famous for its green peanut butter. Is the green peanut butter in Chapel Hill famous? Popular? Yes, it is. It's famous. It's popular. North Carolina, Chapel Hill, is famous for its green peanut butter. Is Chapel Hill famous for its blue peanut butter? No, actually, no. It's not famous for its blue peanut butter. It's famous for its green peanut butter. What is Chapel Hill famous for? Green peanut butter. Chapel Hill is famous for green peanut butter. Is New York famous for its green peanut butter? No, not New York. Chapel Hill is famous for its green peanut butter. So, Chris went to Chapel Hill. Did he walk to Chapel Hill? No, he flew to Chapel Hill in an airplane. Chris flew to Chapel Hill. Where did Chris fly to? Chapel Hill. Chris flew to Chapel Hill. And why did he fly to Chapel Hill? He flew to Chapel Hill for green peanut butter. After landing, Chris immediately went to a coffee shop to look for green peanut butter. Did Chris go to a coffee shop to find green peanut butter? Yes, he did. He went to a coffee shop to find green peanut butter, to look for green peanut butter. Did he search for green peanut butter? Yes, he looked for green peanut butter. He tried to find green peanut butter. He searched for green peanut butter. Chris immediately went to a coffee shop to look for green peanut butter. Where was the coffee shop? In Chapel Hill. The coffee shop was in Chapel Hill. He said to the clerk, I'll take 12 cups of green peanut butter. Make sure they are large cups. Did he want 5 cups? No. Did he want 4 cups? No. Did he want 500 cups? No. How many cups did Chris want? 12. Not 100. Not 10. Not 13. 12 cups of green peanut butter. He said, make sure they are large cups. Did he want them to be careful? Yes, he did. He said, make sure. Make sure they are large cups. Did he want them to guarantee they were large cups? Yes, he said, make sure. Be certain they are large cups. Did he want them to be certain? Definite? To have large cups? Yes, he said, make sure they are large cups. Be sure. Be certain. 100% they are large cups. He said, make sure they are large cups. Large. Did he want them to make sure they were small cups? No, no, no. He said, make sure they are large cups. Did he certainly want small cups? No, he certainly did not. He certainly wanted large cups. He said, make sure. Make sure they are large cups. Be certain, 100%, that they are large cups. The clerk made 12 huge cups of green peanut butter. Were the cups very, very big? Yes, they were huge, huge, very, very big. How many very, very big cups did the clerk make? The clerk made 12 huge cups. Did the clerk make 80 huge cups or 12 huge cups? The clerk made 12 huge cups. What was in the cups? Green peanut butter was in the cups, right? The cups had green peanut butter. How big were the cups? Were they 1 liter or 4 liters? 4 liters. 1 gallon. 1 American gallon. About 4 liters. Each cup was 4 liters. How big were the cups? They were 4 liters each. Each cup was 4 liters. The clerk put all 12 huge cups of green peanut butter on the table. Where did the clerk put the cups? On the table. The clerk put the cups on the table. Did the clerk put plates on the table or cups on the table? The clerk put cups on the table. And how big were the cups? They were 4 liters, right? 1 gallon. The cups were 1 gallon or 4 liters. They were huge cups. Chris drank them all in 20 seconds. What did Chris drink in 20 seconds? 12 cups of green peanut butter. He drank 12 cups of green peanut butter in 20 seconds. How fast did Chris drink the cups? 20 seconds. In 20 seconds. He drank all the cups in 20 seconds. Very fast. Did he drink all the cups of peanut butter in 10 minutes? No, not 10 minutes. Did he drink all the cups of peanut butter in 50 seconds? No, not 50 seconds. Did he drink all the cups of peanut butter in 20 seconds? Yes. In just 20 seconds, he drank all the cups of green peanut butter. Chris drank all the cups of green peanut butter. Huge cups. Very big. In 20 seconds. At the table next to him, a woman watched with wide eyes. Were the woman's eyes open large? Yes, the woman's eyes were open large. Why? Was she surprised to see Chris drinking peanut butter? Yes, she was surprised. She had wide eyes. Wide eyes means with surprise. We have wide eyes when we are surprised. She was surprised to see Chris. She watched Chris with wide eyes. Who did she watch with wide eyes? She watched Chris with wide eyes. Why did she watch Chris with wide eyes? Oh, because he was drinking green peanut butter. She was surprised, so she watched him with wide eyes. Who watched Chris with wide eyes? The woman. A woman watched Chris with wide eyes. Did she have a friend? Yes, she did. The woman had a friend. Where was the friend? Sitting with her. Her friend was sitting with her. What did the woman say to her friend? She said, "Get a load of that guy. He's drinking green peanut butter." Get a load of that guy. "Look at that guy." She said, "Look at that guy. Get a load of." Look at. They're the same. Get a load of means look at. Look at something strange. Something not normal. So get a load of that guy. Look at that guy. He's drinking green peanut butter. Did she say, get a load of that woman? No, no. She didn't say, look at that woman. She said, get a load of that guy. Look at that guy. Who did she want her friend to look at? Chris. She wanted her friend to look at Chris. She wanted her friend to get a load of Chris. Why? Why did she say, get a load of that guy? Look at that guy. Well, because he's drinking green peanut butter. Is that normal? Is that usual? Is that common? Drinking green peanut butter? No. No, not really. Drinking green peanut butter is not normal. So she said, get a load of that guy. Look at that guy. Okay, Chris's stomach grew very big. Did his stomach get very big? Yes, his stomach got very big. His stomach grew very big. What grew very big? Chris's stomach. Chris's stomach grew very big. Did Chris's stomach get small? Or did Chris's stomach grow very big? Chris's stomach grew very big. What grew very big? Chris's stomach. Chris's stomach grew very big. Did his hand grow very big? Or did his stomach grow very big? His stomach. His stomach grew very big. He instantly gained 264 pounds. 120 kilos. Did he gain 264 pounds slowly or quickly? Quickly. Very, very quickly. Instantly. He instantly gained 264 pounds. Who instantly gained 264 pounds? Chris, of course. Chris instantly gained 264 pounds. Why? Why did Chris instantly gain 264 pounds? Well, because he drank 12 huge cups of peanut butter. 12 gallons of peanut butter. Green peanut butter. He instantly gained 264 pounds because he drank 12 cups of green peanut butter. Did he gain 264 pounds slowly? No, not slowly. Instantly. He instantly gained 264 pounds. He smiled to the women at the next table as he left the coffee shop. When did he smile? As he left the coffee shop. Did he smile before he left the coffee shop? No, not before. Did he smile after he left the coffee shop? No, not after. Not before, not after. As he left the coffee shop, he smiled. Who did he smile to as he left the coffee shop? Who did he smile to? He smiled to the women. How many women did he smile to? Well, two. There were two women. He smiled to two women. Did he smile to two men? No, not to two men. He smiled to two women. Was there one woman or two women? Two women. Where were the women? At the next table. Right? The women were at the next table in the coffee shop. At the next table in the coffee shop. Who was at the next table in the coffee shop? The women, two women, were at the next table in the coffee shop. What did Chris do? He smiled. He smiled to the women. When did he smile to the women? As he left the coffee shop. Not before, not after, as he left the coffee shop, Chris smiled to the women. As he left the coffee shop, Chris smiled to the women at the next table. He returned home. He was fat and happy because he finally found green peanut butter. Why was he fat and happy? Because he finally found green peanut butter. Did he finally find blue peanut butter? No, he didn't finally find blue peanut butter. He finally found green peanut butter. How did Chris feel? He felt happy. He was happy. Why was he happy? Because he found green peanut butter. Finally, he found green peanut butter. So, finally, Chris was fat and very happy. Okay, very quickly, one more time, no questions. There was a guy. He wanted to drink 12 cups of peanut butter. He needed green peanut butter, so he went to Starbucks. His name was Chris. He told the clerk at Starbucks, "I'll have 12 large cups of green peanut butter." The clerk said, "We don't have green peanut butter at Starbucks. We only serve blue peanut butter." Chris was very upset. He left Starbucks. He went to Greenland. When he got to Greenland, he immediately went to another coffee shop. He told the clerk, "I'll have 12 large cups of green peanut butter." The clerk was surprised and said, "We don't have green peanut butter in Greenland, but we make the best purple peanut butter in the world. It's to die for." Chris ordered a cup of purple peanut butter, and it tasted great. However, he still wanted green peanut butter. He asked the clerk, "Where can I find green peanut butter?" The clerk said, "Try Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It's famous for its green peanut butter." Chris was excited. He took the first available flight to Chapel Hill. After landing, he immediately went to a coffee shop to look for green peanut butter. He said to the clerk, "I'll have 12 cups of green peanut butter. Make sure they are large cups." The clerk made 12 huge cups of green peanut butter. Each cup was 1 gallon, about 4 liters. The clerk put all 12 huge cups of green peanut butter on the table. Chris drank them all in 20 seconds. At the table next to him, a woman watched with wide eyes as Chris drank the green peanut butter. She told her friend, "Get a load of that guy. He's drinking green peanut butter." Chris's stomach grew very big. He instantly gained 264 pounds, about 120 kilos. He smiled to the women at the next table as he left the coffee shop. He returned home. He was fat and happy because he finally found green peanut butter.